relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
One climate scientist said, quote, what we do in the next 10 years will matter for 10,000 years, unquote. I believe that what we do in the next 10 days on infrastructure investments will be the true predictor of our planet's future. The Build Back Better Act is a climate justice bill and a workers' justice bill. We can and we must act with urgency. Thank you, and I yield back.
I think they're going to have to rewrite the definition of hyperbole in the Western, in the Webster's Dictionary. That was Ayanna Pressley saying, whether or not Biden's infrastructure deal gets voted on in the next 10 days will decide the planet's future for the next 10,000 years. Yeah. That's chutzpah. Welcome, dear friends. Happy weekend. Happy Friday. It has arrived. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And somebody's already calling this show. That's crazy. I mean, we're what? 2 minutes into the show. If you do want to sound off today, we allow people more than ever on Fridays. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. Got a great, great set of guests for you, including the editor-in-chief of the most influential conservative website out there. It's Breitbart.com's Alex Marlowe. But the number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But first, it helps me to prepare for the show when I'm interviewed by other people. It's weird, right? It's weird, but it's true. When somebody asks you questions for an hour, kind of helps you sort your thoughts. And that's exactly what I did today. I was at a campaign event in Tulsa 3 weeks ago. And a nice young man came up to me. He was rather insistent, little bit on the pushy side. Came up three times to me in the course of about 2 hours as we were hanging in the green room, because there were maybe 20, 25 speakers at this event for a Senate candidate. And he kept bugging me about coming on his podcast. And I said, yeah, okay, we'll be in touch. Mr. G will reach out. And I said, yes, okay, fine. So I wasn't very excited about going on this podcast today, because it puts you in a bad mood a little bit when somebody's just, I'm a nice guy. I mean, you know, I look at things a little bit differently from Mr. G.
That I'm not a big hugger, though. I never understood hugging.
No, I'm a little bit more soft and cuddly than Jeff, allegedly. I don't know. Ask those who know me. But I relented. And Eric set up the interview. I did it today by Zoom, one of these video podcast thingies. And he asked some good questions. But he started from a point of trying to explain the left. Why do they do what they do? And he asked this question. Do they really believe what they're saying? Can they really believe the insane, un-American things they're saying? Or is it a head feint? Is it a fake? And here's my answer. And then we'll go to your calls, because the call board is absolutely lit up. It is full. You don't need a conspiracy. You don't need a master plan. Yes, George Soros is, you know, trying to expiate his guilt for being a Jewish Hungarian who helped the Nazis to charge during World War II collect the material wealth of the Jews in the ghetto in Budapest. He admits it in an interview. Don't take my word for it. Don't go crazy. He says it himself. He collected the wealth of the Jewish residents of Budapest as a volunteer for the regime. So, yeah, he's funding organizations to run radical candidates. Obama's clearly whispering things to senile old Joe now and again when he's actually awake and not taking a nap. But there's no big conspiracy. Why? Here's the answer. You don't need a big conspiracy if you hate America. If you really think men are bad because we're strong and manly. If you think America is evil because it's rich and powerful. You don't need a mastermind. You don't need Blofeld in his hollowed-out volcano. You don't need a mystical cabal hiding out somewhere in Switzerland, smoking big cigars and plotting the downfall of America. Because if you believe Noam Chomsky, if you agree with Michael Moore, everything you do will undermine this nation. So, guys, it's up to us. If you love America, if you understand that it is the greatest, freest nation the world has ever seen, and our system of government is the one that has raised more people out of poverty than any other system known to man, it's up to you. Get involved. Run for local office or support those who will. Make a difference. Let your voice be heard, because if you do, there is nobody that can stop us. That's the sermon for today. Let's go to your calls. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Live streaming at rumble.com/SebGORKA. Let's go to Sacramento. It's a Second Amendment question. Anthony, welcome aboard.
Well, hello there, and thanks for that book. Gosh, that was a nice book, and everybody is enjoying it.
Good. Which one did we send you, Anthony?
The Fight for America's Soul, which has a perfect list of the boss's accomplishments. He was the best administrator that we ever had.
And that list? Tell the listeners where we got that list from, Anthony.
Where did you get that list? From his presidency.
From him. Jeff and I were in the Oval Office interviewing the president for the book, and he said, hang on, Seb, let me give you a list of what we've done. That actually comes from the president himself. All right, quickly, ask your question.
What's this story about underloading magazines? In my 21 years as an airborne soldier and a ranger, I don't underload them. I need all 14 extra rounds for my basic load. Yes, we had a green follower. That was because 249er ate the 30-round magazines. And if you don't shoot the little black thing full automatic continuously, it'll retain its accuracy and do its job.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go with what John Patton told me. He'll be, not John Patton, what John Lovell told me, also a former Special Forces guy, Ranger tabbed as well. He says, always download your AR-15 mags by 2 rounds, 28 rounds, just to prevent potential binding, especially if you don't have green followers. We're getting really into the weeds there. But Anthony, you have your experience. I'm going to stick to the guy who's running the Warrior Poet Society. But God bless. Stay on the line. Let's get Anthony a Let's Go Brandon hat. Let's go to line two, Al, also in California.
How you doing, Sebastian?
Good, it's Friday. How should I be doing?
Well, we should all be doing good. Listen, I've got two questions. One is silly, one and the second one is serious one. I think we could just go over to Scotland, get another big Scottish guy, glue a toupee on him, and we've got a new James Bond.
I'm not sure it's quite that simple. You had a question about the Baldwin shooting?
Yeah. Now, this gets into the replica gun thing. I've had... I collect military artifacts as a hobby. I've never bought a gun. When I go to gun shows, I buy related material.
Uh-huh.
And I got to thinking...
Hang on, I have a problem here. Why have you never bought a gun?
I just haven't had the need to. When I used to go shooting, my grandfather had the guns, and for some reason, I always buy related accoutrements. I collect military
artifacts. Have you ever used a fire extinguisher?
A fire extinguisher?
Yes.
Yes, once, years ago.
Is that a reason not to have a fire extinguisher because you haven't used one?
Well, I've dropped the ball. I'm being chastised.
All right. Quick question. You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Is it possible that the way the media works, that this was intentional sabotage? Is it within the realm of possibility that this was intentional sabotage on the Alec Baldwin case?
No, it's garbage. The fact that they found 500 live rounds on the movie set means one thing and one thing alone: rank incompetence. 500 live rounds. Great question, Al. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Welcome back, dear friends. Welcome back. It is, of course, Friday, which means it's Second Amendment Friday. Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for freedom. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Firearms. Check out their amazing line of USA-made weapons at KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. He's the vice president of the Heritage Foundation, the conservative mothership. He's been away because he's been traveling, but he's back in studio to give us the latest updates on national security, on foreign policy. He's James Carafano, Dr. Colonel. Follow him at JJ Carafano on Twitter. Jim, supply chain, ships off the coast of California, that's not just a business issue, is it?
No. Well, first of all, this has been building for several months. So it's like the slowest crisis.
If you're surprised,
ever seen. It's like you're watching Yellowstone and you know somebody's going to get shot at episode 8 and you're on episode 1. So they had many, many months to get in front of this, and they didn't. And I think, as people know now, it's throughout the supply chain. It's the warehouses are full. There aren't truck drivers. There aren't workers in the docks. The Chinese are playing this. People are playing this. Shippers are saying, okay, yeah, you got a fixed price contract, no problem. But your stuff's at the back of the line. You want to redo the contract? Well, maybe we can move it up. So people are doing illegal activities. So there's a whole thing. This administration let this problem proliferate till it got out of control. Once you get behind a supply chain bubble like that, it'll take months.
Yeah, because the backlog stays the backlog.
It'll take months to unravel itself out. So this was a completely avoidable issue. Is it the administration's fault? Yes. Because the government had the capacity to step in, not taking over the private sector, but to do the kinds of government things where you just take some of the reins off so people can move things to fix that. And then the worst thing is they lied about it, right? They go, it's because the economy is getting better. It's because people have more money to spend. They're lying, and they know that they're lying to the American people, that they are literally saying things to them for political cover, which are actually fundamentally not true.
You don't do politics. It's not what the Heritage Foundation does. But let's talk policy and crises or management of contingencies. Could you imagine what would happen under a Trump administration if the Secretary of Transport disappeared for 2 months and there were 200,000 shipping containers off the coast of California? What would happen under a Trump administration?
Well, that's easy to answer, because it wouldn't happen. Because if fundamentally Trump understood American business, that the role of government in business was largely to get government out of the way, he would have never let something like this occur. And there's a reason for the fact that we had multiple years of unrestrained growth in America because we had lower taxes, less regulation, and a pro-business government. We had real wage growth for everybody up and down the chain. We had more Hispanics, more African Americans, more minorities in the workforce than ever. We had unemployment that was so low, it was, the economists said it was actually impossible to have unemployment that low. And all that was, you know, cooking along until COVID hit, which obviously the president didn't have any control over COVID. But even there, his instincts were right. Once they had the initial dealing with the disease, the Trump administration was all about, look, we're going to fight the disease, but we've got to get America back to work. And they were trying to do the things that kind of Ron DeSantis continued to do in Florida after the administration was voted out, which was find ways to get safe people safely back to work. So in Florida today, we have one of the lowest COVID infection rates in the country, and we have the most open economy, the most growing employment, and the most economic activity. And people are going to Florida from all over the world. It's not like, you know, they're Australia and they've, you know, locked themselves in like The Walking Dead. You know, people from all over the world are flooding into Florida, and they're still have COVID under control.
Let's talk about the recent events here in D.C. Another delay. The arch strategist, Nancy Pelosi, has had to delay her vote on the infrastructure package yet again. The big news out of New York is that the former governor will be charged next week. Maybe not a perp walk, but there will be a mugshot for that sexual assault charge. And we have the Virginia race Tuesday for governor here in the Commonwealth. And then talk to us about this D.C. judge who said, you can't be penalized or kicked out of the military if you don't get a vaccine. Is that good news?
Well, that's interesting. And we've talked about it in the show before, and we can divide this into two buckets. We can have a discussion about whether what that means in terms of legal requirements and freedom and your rights as an individual and individuals to make their own health choices. Let's put that conversation
aside. The constitutional thing.
Yeah. Let's just look at the green shade economist of what's called, you know, the neck and the curve, right? Mm-hmm. So it's when you're trying to do something and you get close to done, how much effort is it worth to close the gap to zero? Mm-hmm. So we have very high vaccination rates in this country. We have dropping infection rates. And yet the president's policy, which was put in place for a political purpose to show that he was getting something done,
right,
was to drive us to 100% vaccination rate. So the question is to get the last 10 shots in the arm, is a policy that is putting policemen out of work,
nurses,
firemen out of work, right, hospitals out of work, 100,000 people in the U.S. military. And by the way, all the professions that are, you just don't replace in a New York minute. You just don't go, oh yeah, you come out and you run the tank, right? is that good public health policy? And it's not good public health policy, you know, and it's terrible economic policy, but it goes back to the difference between what we saw in the last administration, this administration. How do we fight the disease and keep people safe? And how do we get the economy up and running? And this administration has been all about showing that they can deal with COVID to the exclusion of everything else. And when they fail to really deal with the disease, they adopted these maniacal, nonsensical public policies of mass mandates and child vaccines.
Well, what is driving that, Jim? Is it really
politics? It's all politics.
But just kind of to show toughness in with failing stats.
That's right. We are dealing with this, right? We can move the ball. And so they create these artificial deadlines of, you know, 100% vaccination when we know for a fact that that's not the public health problem. Now, other countries have different issues. So I was just in Europe, and what I want to talk about was Russia.
Oh,
and
good.
And remind people how really freaking evil these bastards are. They have very low – I was in Romania and Moldova. So Romania, Moldova, and Bulgaria have some of the lowest vaccination rates in Europe. The reason for that is the Russian propaganda is hammering these people not to get the vaccine.
Wow.
Okay, church.
We're going to discuss all of that. I had no idea you're in Moldova. Fascinating. Romania. We'll talk about all of that. In the meantime, follow this man, JJ Carafano, on Twitter, Preventing World War III, one tweet at a time. And while you're at it, do the right thing. Join the conservative mothership. Go to heritage.org. Become a member today. That's heritage.org. Back with Jim here on America First after these messages.
Brought to you by Car Firearms.
He brought me an apple pie. I've already eaten it because it's so flipping good. It's Friday. I'm allowed to. Thank you, Jim. Jim, you didn't drink coffee, don't you? You're a coffee drinker.
I do. Oh, no.
Oh,
don't
yes.
say it. It's not true.
It is.
It isn't. It's like Christmas in October.
Almost November.
Christmas for Halloween.
And best of all, the America First mug made in America.
So people on the radio, this is a mug. This is like...
It's a big mug.
It is a big mug. It's got like
for a big
America
man.
First, red, white, and blue. And it's got Sebastian Gorka. It's got an American flag on it. People would die for this mug.
You don't have to die for it. You can actually buy one. Right. Jim gets his for free. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore.com. You've got the America First mugs. You've got the I'm a MAGA man. I'm a MAGA girl. You've got your Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. You've got your the anti-vax My Body, My Choice t-shirts. You name it. America First hoodies. My books. Just go to SebGorkaStore.com. Check them out. You will find something that you can just be proud of wearing around your local locale.
If you get this mug,
yes.
I can guarantee you one thing. You will never see it sitting on Putin's desk.
All right. Nice segue. We didn't even rehearse that. Why did you bring up the former KGB colonel, Jim Carafano?
So as we were talking before the break, I just did a swing through Europe.
Some of the choicest parts of Europe.
Yeah, and I was in Romania and Moldova, and I was saying that one of the real... You know, we talk about vaccines here, and the difference is in those countries, the vaccine usage rate is extremely low, even though they have plenty of vaccine and they have lots of infrastructure, because the countries are bombarded every day with Russian disinformation saying don't take it. All kinds of crazy reasons.
But you used a technical phrase in the break. You said, because the Russians are bastards.
Right, exactly. Because here's the difference. The Russians aren't doing this because they have questions about the vaccines or they want free... Because they're not mandatory in these countries. They're doing it because they want to make these countries as ungovernable as possible. So they're trying to destabilize
this them. Is what I said. We used to teach together at these JPME, these military institutions. If you just want to understand Russia today, all I used to say is, it is an anti-status quo actor.
Right.
They just want to stir wherever it is, Middle East, Eastern. They just want to stir, right, Jim?
Just to see what can I get out of
it? Yeah, destabilize.
Right? Because and here's they're getting people killed, right? And these aren't like these aren't like in America debate where I'm young, I'm healthy, I had COVID.
These are old, vulnerable, unhealthy people who
are going to die right. if they would die if they got the flu, for God's sakes. And the Russians don't care. And here's the deal is we have a president that doesn't care. When Biden came in office, it was right after we had this massive cyber attack.
Yes.
And Biden says, I'm going to talk Putin in the face and I'm going to tell him not this. Do you realize that under Biden, Russian cyber attacks have increased?
Well, I'm not surprised at all. A few years ago, when I last looked at it, I haven't been following the region. Moldova was a basket case run by very dodgy individuals. Things have changed.
You have a very pro-Western government.
Young.
Yes, very young, very anti-corruption, very anti-Russian. So the Russians came in. This is the crisis. Russians came in the other day and said, we want to renegotiate the gas contract because all of Moldova's gas comes from Russia. And the Moldovans said, okay. And the Russians said, how about 1,000% increase? And the Moldovans are like, what? And then the Russians said, you know what? If you do all – and they laid out a bunch of political things they want to do, maybe we could work the price. And so what the Moldovans did is they immediately turned to the West and they started talking about gas deals with Poland and Czech. And the Europeans all rushed in and said, yeah, no problem. We'll give you gas, right? And then all of a sudden just today announced the Russians said, you know what? Never mind. Let's And they negotiated a contract. So I think the Moldovans kind of thumbed it to the Russians, and the Russians weren't stupid. They gave them the gas because the last thing they want is for Moldova essentially to get its energy from the West.
Yeah. So. Good for the Moldovans. We got 60 seconds left. You invited me to a lovely dinner at the Heritage Foundation to celebrate the man who helped build Reagan's 600-ship fleet. It was concurrently the release of a very important book. What's that book, Jim?
The Index of U.S. Military Strength, which we publish every year for almost 8-9 years now. 600 pages. It's all online. Best unclassified assessment of U.S.
military
capabilities
in the world. Most downloaded book by the Chinese government,
it
correct?
It is, indeed. Actually, 3 million people. But anyway, the Chinese could figure this stuff out anyway. But here's the deal is look at this year's data and look at how much we have fallen in just 9 months under Biden.
All right.
Look at how the damage he's already done to our military.
And they can download. It's a massive book. I picked up my free copy of that dinner, but you can download the whole thing at heritage.org, correct?
Correct.
All right. For those of you old dogs like me who grew up in the Cold War, if you remember the IISS's military balance, this is the cooler, more update version of the military balance. Check it out today. And while you're doing it, join the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, and follow Jim at JJ Carafano and get one of the mugs he just got for free at SebGorkaStore.com. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating. Tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included, but not just me, people like Debron from Massachusetts. Here's Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Just those words, my hip pain is gone. Whether it's your knee, your shoulder, your ankle, whatever it is, try Relief Factor today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Call today, 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Do it today, ReliefFactor.com.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yeah, we are back! And we're with a lady who's just so nice to us every single time she comes on the show. When I go on her show, she keeps California safe. And the host of The Morning Answer on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, syndicated at DJV Show on Twitter, and also CRNTalk.com. Jennifer Horn, welcome back.
Well, hello. Hello. It's nice to be back. I missed you yesterday on my program because I was on a little vacay day.
I know. Did you have a little rest?
I did until the phone rang about 8:30 in the morning. You know, which was great because it was.
Well, that's already halfway through your workday, 8:30 in the morning.
My perfect schedule, I have decided naturally, is to stay up till midnight and sleep till about 8:30 or so. But got a few phone calls from our buddy Grant Stinchfield, my co-host, going, where are you? Are you coming back yet? And now, you know, here I am, back in the saddle, ready to go.
Well, I'll actually be a host. Is that tonight? Tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
9 o'clock.
He's got a big event.
On Newsmax. He's traveling somewhere. So, guys, tune in. Newsmax.
He's coming to town.
I know. Well, somebody's got to work while he's having fun. 9 p.m. Eastern, Stinchfield, I'll be hosting on Newsmax. But let's talk about California. Actually, let's talk about something else before we talk about California. Let's talk about what's happening in Virginia, the incredible meeting at Loudoun County. I just want to play one more cut. We've been playing them all afternoon. Let's go to cut 5, another father, the Loudoun County meeting last night. Play cuts.
There's also word of a Freedom High School teacher who's been transferred to Belmont Ridge 3 weeks ago after sexual impropriety with a student. It's been learned 5 years ago there was yet another sexual assault on a freshman girl at Tuscarora High School, which some on this board covered up. Scott, why are you so close to the Commonwealth Attorney? It seems like our kids are being used as pawns in some social reform game. Scott, why did you have a private, non-foyable meeting with the Commonwealth attorney on October 15th at that fundraiser that you and I both attended? We witnessed it. Why am I still waiting on the page that was missing from the FOIA results on how you plan to spend the $11 million tied to your masking and testing mandates? Resign tonight, all of you, and end the mockery you've all brought in this great county.
Resign tonight. Why are school board members having non-foyable meetings with other officers in the state? Are these stories, are these visible at all? Do they resonate in California, or are there analogs? Is anything happening at California school board meetings, Jennifer?
Well, I think there's something that's replicating on the West Coast, just like on the East Coast and everywhere. Parents are waking up. I think COVID did it. I think it was an unintended consequence of the left shutting everything down and fear-mongering everyone home for a year and a half. Parents realized what the curriculum was in school and just what is really happening, and they're starting to push back. But I think there's two things going on here. First, you've got people pushing back against curriculum and critical race theory. Attorney General Merrick Garland was testifying today about his memo in which he's completely got a conflict of interest. He's earning money from critical race theory, or at least his son-in-law is, while he's trying to call parents domestic terrorist if they dare speak out against it.
Yeah, I haven't actually mentioned this on the show, for those who've missed it. So Merrick Garland, who is writing memos about parents as domestic terrorists because they stand up to CRT and the bigotry that is being taught in our public schools. His daughter is married to a man who gets large contracts to teach CRT or to be in some way a propagator of it in our schools. So a mild conflict of interest, right, Jen?
Yeah, his son-in-law has made millions off of this curriculum. That is the most widespread curriculum that's out there right now for critical race theory. But so if we take that is something where parents are waking up across the country. I can tell you in California, I have friends who have never been politically active who are now going to school board meetings. And they say what they're hearing from their other moms and dads who are concerned is that they're upset about critical race theory and they're upset about vaccine and mask mandates, which are coming to California schools. So they're pushing back. That's good news. Parents should be involved. That doesn't make them a domestic terrorist to get involved. So that's the good piece of this. Loudoun County has something very different going on there. Not only do they have curriculum questions, but they have been hiding, it seems, sexual assault and rape, now
yes,
brutal rape, for a really long time. That's even more serious in the interim, and it has to be dealt with. The entire school board should resign. The fact is that these schools within the system knew about what was happening within the school district. The school district knew about it. Everybody should go. This is not something that you can cover up. If your main focus is to provide safety and an education for students, they have failed. And I think there is not one person that should remain. They should do the right thing and leave.
Well, let's talk about failure elsewhere, not when it comes to schools, but when it comes to residents not feeling safe. This is getting some play here on the East Coast. Talk to us about what's happening in the marina in San Francisco and people taking measures into their own hands.
This is so crazy, Seth. So this is Nancy Pelosi's district, our great congresswoman.
Oh, really?
And in San Francisco, the crime has gotten so bad. And we know about this. We know the crime has gotten bad. There is drug use that is running rampant, homelessness, all of the other crime that comes from defunding the police, which has been done in San Francisco. And so what did a community do? Well, they decided that they were not going to put up with this anymore. And they hired their own security company. Now, think about how much it costs people to live in and around San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
No.
It's expensive. And you pay a lot in taxes, and you expect certain services delivered back to you as a taxpayer. They cannot even anticipate that if they call the police, that the police will come. So they brought in their own private security. This is a story that if Republicans were smart, they would take and plaster all over the place. That in a city like San Francisco that is Democrat run, that is led by Nancy Pelosi in her congressional district, that they are being there's failure all around them, and that they're not even able to get the basic services that they pay for when they live there. These are the stories of failure and quality of life issues that Republicans need to be wise enough to focus on when we run again in 2022.
But isn't there, and you know, you've got to do what you've got to do, but isn't there a kind of downside, a negative aspect to this story, whereby the residents aren't fixing the issue where it needs to be fixed. They're paying for the job to be done that isn't being done by their political overlords. So it's a kind of, it's a cop-out, isn't it, Jen?
Well, I think so. But look, if you need to protect your property, you're going to do what you have to do. Now, this is an elitist problem. I don't think many of us can afford to bring in our own security, even in our neighborhoods. Right. But there are places in Southern California where neighborhoods have gotten together to have their neighborhood because they feel left behind. And what are we getting from our leaders? We're getting, we want to get rid of the police. We don't want more police. We want to send social workers out. We don't want to send law enforcement out. It's pretty ridiculous, and I think a story like this just highlights that.
But the point I'm making is you're taking the heat off of them, right? Because they're not doing
unless
the job.
Unless we publicize their failures. I mean, look, I think that's the piece of this. We use this as public relations and as a PR to get a little attention to some of the failures of the Democrats. I think it does kind of work in our favor. But you're right. Maybe what do? You just sit around and wait till you're robbed? I don't know. I mean, they took the problem into their own hands. And I think as long as we keep talking about it, I think they're doing the right thing.
How's your little revolution going? You told us 2 weeks ago that you're not going to give in to the vaccine mandates that they're demanding businesses check on their customers. Are you holding the line? How's it going?
Yeah, so far so good, but they haven't started checking cards yet in L.A. City. L.A. County is, and by the way, the county says that most people are complying, which is unfortunate. I was really hoping more businesses wouldn't. But L.A. City, their mandates are going to go into effect, I think it is the first week of November. And look, I won't go. I still stand with businesses like In-N-Out that are taking...
There's a second restaurant, right, that refused already.
Yeah, and they closed down their indoor dining because they said that they're not going to discriminate. The county won't let them operate in their current capacity. So what they're doing is just shutting down indoor dining and just doing drive-through and outdoor dining. And I have a feeling that's what a lot of restaurants are going to do in Southern California, in L.A., because luckily we've got nice weather so that if you have some space, you can do outdoor dining. But there has to be pushback. We have to have a little bit of a revolution. We can't stop using services. We can't just stay home and hide. We have to push the hand, force the hand of businesses to stand up and people who are like-minded to stand up. It's time to get a little unmasked around here.
And support In-N-Out Burger, that great suggestion you had last time you were on. You can go and buy some, In-N-Out Burger, what do they call them? Not vouchers.
Gift cards,
yeah.
And I'll tell you, the next 3 days, In-N-Out, I just found this out from one of my producers on the morning show. I guess the next 3 days, there's this unofficial drive in Southern California and actually throughout the state of California to support In-N-Out, whether that's in buying food, getting food, maybe handing it to people who might need it, and gift cards. Do what you can to support this business because they're one of the few who are fighting back.
Well, we have millions of listeners across the nation, and a lot of them are in California. So the next 3 days, show some extra love for In-N-Out Burger. We'll be back with the one and only Jennifer Horn after these messages.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
I don't make mistakes. Who said that? That's a lie. I'm just testing you. I got the time wrong for the show I'm hosting. Yeah, that would have been embarrassing. Turn up at 9 and it's already been on for an hour and it's ended. I wish somebody had texted me to tell me the right time. Oh, they did! His name's Mr. G. Tonight I'll be hosting for Grant Stinchfield. 8 p.m. Eastern. I promise I'll be there. 8 p.m. Eastern. Download the Newsmax app. And while you're at it, hey, Jen, not even Jen knows this. She's such a huge champ. She's always promoting this show and our merchandise. Do you know what the latest product is we came up with?
Oh, I saw. I got notification on Facebook. Let's go Brandon stuff.
Let's go Brandon. We got the stuff. We got the t-shirts. We got the hats. I think it's going to be the new MAGA hat, the Let's Go Brandon hat. But, and this was my idea, yard signs. How cool is that?
It's so cool.
Let's go, Brandon Yard signs.
Yes, everywhere. Cover the planet with these signs.
Because we don't have to wait till an election. It's just let's go, Brandon. Let's
do it. It's fun. It's fun now.
All right. Check it out. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka store, SebGorkaStore.com. Get your Let's Go Brandon gear. Get your America First gear. Get your presidential T-shirt that says, don't be woke because that means you're a loser, and all the other stuff. And it's all made. Every single last scintilla is made in America. And it's Christmas soon, so stick it to the Chinese and buy American. Jennifer Horn is with us. You've got to follow this lady. She's not verified yet. We've got to get her verified. Go to at Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer, and also available at crntalk.com, not just AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. I haven't even discussed this on the show yet, not even yesterday. But wouldn't it be a little bit ironic, Jennifer Horn, if people finally had had enough of that little fascist Fauci, not because of masks, not because of vaccines, not because of boosters, but because of beagle puppies.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it? This story is insane. And I love animals. I think you love animals. You've got dogs. I love dogs. Oh, my gosh. But I love all animals. I think that animal testing, if you're testing out something that maybe could save human life, maybe there's an argument for that. But to do what Dr. Fauci is accused of, which is literally torturous of dogs and of monkeys and of all
to the tune of what, $412,000?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it makes my heart hurt. Like, at what cost? And you know, I was going through this because I was on vacation for a few days, I told you, so I was kind of catching up yesterday, and I was reading the story. Tell me if it didn't just sit in this like the pit of your stomach when you read this.
Yeah.
But forget the beagle testing for a second, which was horrific and awful. But he was also testing monkeys to test their reaction to fear.
I stopped reading when the phrase, I'm not squeamish, but I do love my dogs, when they said all of the dogs were subjected to a cordectomy. Before they were experimented on, they snipped the vocal cord so they couldn't even yelp. So that was enough for me. But tell us about the monkeys, Jen.
So he did this test on monkeys, and it was all about fear. He would torture them with rubber spiders, mechanical snakes, objects that they instinctively fear, to observe their reactions. And I don't know why. Obviously, everything is so gruesome, but that really bothered me, because what is motivating all of this, of these restrictions, all of this around the coronavirus? It's all about fear.
Yes.
Are we the human experiment of Dr. Fauci? Is this really about testing how far you can push human beings, how much they can take, if there is fear, if you shut them off? I mean, think about what's happened to us, or the people who let this happen to them anyway. It didn't happen to you, Seb. It didn't happen to me. But to the people who allowed this to happen, they didn't see their friends and family for a year and a half.
Right.
Their families died without them in the hospital because they couldn't be together because of COVID restrictions. They kept their kids home from school. They wouldn't go to work. They were afraid to go to the grocery store. Think about all of the stuff that's happened. Doesn't it feel like a gruesome, brutal experiment that was conducted human beings?
And he's not stopping. He's doubling down. This is Fauci with Katie Couric, who's just, he's giving us more fear-mongering, and now he's blaming it on the unvaccinated. Cut 9.
Those 93 million people are not getting vaccinated for the most part. My concern would be you may allow a variant that we haven't even recognized yet to come along and in fact be better at transmitting and more serious than the Delta. We haven't seen that yet. So rather than be worrying about these others that are around, let's make sure we don't let new ones come in.
Well, are unvaccinated people the reason we're seeing these new strains? And will an increase in vaccinations mitigate the virus morphing in multiple ways?
Well, that's a good one, because the answer is short. Yes.
And she's laughing. She's laughing on camera. And they don't know any. They know nothing. There's no way to know that. To blame the unvaccinated for new strains we haven't even seen yet, that's probably the most reprehensible thing he's done so far.
Well, and they don't even know if new strains come out, if the vaccine will even work. I mean, don't forget, these vaccines were customized for the Alpha, for the first COVID variant. That's why you're still seeing breakthrough cases from the Delta variant, because it's a different, the virus is changing, like viruses will change. Look, what's creepy about this is that he says there's another one out there that we don't even know about. Well, I believe that he probably does, because he knows all about COVID. He's the one who was testing on it. He's playing coy, like he doesn't know what comes next. But am I alone here when I think he absolutely does know what comes next? And if he's telling people that it's the vaccine, I mean, what's happening right now with the vaccinated and the unvaccinated is so ridiculous, because you've got people who are on the vaccinated side who just think the unvaxxed are stupid because they're asking a question. I think it's stupid when people go along like a bunch of sheep and don't. How do we get back to human curiosity here?
I remember those bumper stickers the Democrats used to love a few years ago, not too long ago, that said dissent is the ultimate form of patriotism. Do you remember those, Jen?
I do remember that. Those days are gone, though, aren't they?
Not only that, we are living in Orwellian times. This is from Hannah Blue at Breitbart. This is the latest. It's not just Fauci. It's the institutions that employ him and his fear-mongering colleagues. The NIH, Jen, has erased its website section on gain of function. Yeah. Isn't that a little bit suspicious?
You know, if we had, yeah, I think it's absolutely suspicious. And when, you know, when something doesn't work out in your favor, you change the definition, right? You change the rules of the game. So they'll change the definition of gain of function so that Dr. Fauci wasn't lying under oath. I fully believe that'll happen. But I think that we need to get like with it really fast. We have a guy who has given us all of the testimony, all of the information. There is a paper trail of information about his gain of function research. There are checks written to the EcoHealth Alliance. The people at Red State, our colleagues there, Seb, have done such an incredible job reporting on this. Jennifer Van Laar has been on top of it. She's provided the receipts of everything that is available about Dr. Fauci knowing exactly what was going on with this virus and how it got out.
Millions of our taxpayer dollars, gain of function research funded through a cutout to the Chinese government lab. But it may be the puppies that bring him down. It can't happen soon enough. Follow this lady at Jennifer Horn, also crntalk.com, and also at DJV Show. God bless you, Jen. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.